Mark your calendar. This could be your purple letter day. Right now, you can cash in on everyday savings at the Everything Store, K&B. Now, ask your K&B pharmacist for a $3 coupon good on your next new or transferred prescription.
The myth is bigger than the truth. But the myth is that around the time the firm was founded, everybody wrapped their packages in plain manila paper and tied it with cord. And my grandmother came across purple paper that somebody had refused because the color was off. And she bought it and used it for wrapping paper. We immediately realized you could tell who had a K&B package by the color of the paper. In the end, we painted our cash registers purple, used purple in our advertising, so it became a signature color for K&B. That's the story I'm telling currently.
It's the Purple Page, which means hundreds of good things on sale at your K&B drugstore. What do you need today? Look for it, the Purple Page in your newspaper. It means serious savings at your K&B drugstore. Personally, yours.
In the early days in the drugstore business, everything had to be made. Pharmaceuticals were usually manufactured within the prescription department. Much later, 60s, 70s, and 80s, we went into having these products produced for us by others. And we also started going into what today is called the private label business. And we had razor blades and creams and ointments and products, some of which we had devised years ago. We had such a thing as K&B beer. We had private label whiskeys. When we sold the business, we had maybe 1,000 to 500 different products being produced for us by others in every category.
Do you know why K&B personally makes our own ice cream? So we can make it just the way you like it. With more dairy cream to make it richer and smoother. With more fresh natural ingredients to make it taste delicious. And in 30 different flavors so we can please everybody.
In 1966, we opened our first out-of-town store, which was in Slidell. Big move for us at that time. Then, in 1968, we went to Sulphur, Louisiana, which is near outside of Lake Charles, and wanted to see how we would do with a store where nobody knew anything about K&B. And we did terribly initially. So my operations manager at the time was Jim LeBlanc. He and I sat in a hotel room in Sulphur, Louisiana, and worked up a six-month program of advertising, promotion, pricing, etc., and turned the store around immediately. And we've used that ever since. And when we sold the business, we had 4,500 people in 186 locations. We were very successful with it.
Just hotels, just hotels, more are on the way. Mr. Bingo quit at the Carlton Ritz because he can't reach the buffet. Gross is gone, so you